I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be beginning our study of Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, written by Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. The book of Mishle is actually three books. Book 1 of Mishle is comprised of chapters 1 through 9, Book 2, chapters 10 through 24, and Book 3, chapters 25 through 31. The emphasis of the first book of Mishle, chapters 1 through 9, is the father teaching his children about the ratzon, the desire to learn, the importance of wanting to know and to grow, wanting to find out the root of it all, the curiosity about cause and effect. After all, it's the curiosity and the desire to know, the questions that we ask, that will lead us to be able to find answers and greater wisdom. Mishle, chapter 1, verse 1. Mishle, Shlomo, ben David, Melech Yisrael. These are the parallels of Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel. Who is Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon? Shlomo HaMelech is perhaps most famous for being the wisest, most intelligent of all humans. In beginning the study of the book of Mishle, our attention is drawn emphatically to that opening word, Mishle, the parallels or the proverbs, beginning with a letter Mem that is emphasized and written much larger than all the other letters in the book. What is a mashal? And why would the wisest of all people use a mashal as an ideal way of teaching? The Midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah teaches, it was by means of his mashals, his parallels, his parables, that King Shlomo understood the words of Torah. And because of this, our rabbis have taught us, don't take a mashal lightly, because it is through a mashal that a person can truly, deeply understand words of Torah. How can we understand this teaching? Well, by means of a mashal, of course. A king has lost something valuable made of gold or pearls. Does he not find it by using a cheap or inexpensive wick? Okay, what are the lessons here? Number one, something which is small or apparently trivial may in fact be very important. Number two, the value of something may not be its financial value or its worth in money. The value of something may be in what it helps you to accomplish. Number three, there's a connection here between discovering or rediscovering the words of Torah, because they're the lost treasure, and an increase of light, because what finds it is the pesil, the wick. That's a candle wick. A wick is something that is fueled by material from below and draws it upward and brings it up until it becomes a flame, light, illumination. This then is the mashal, the parable, the parallel. A mashal is a form of teaching in which we draw the mind upward from the physical, material content and upward into higher and higher levels of illumination. Just like the pesil, the wick, connects the light that's at the top with the physical fuel at the bottom. The energy of the physical form is holding and containing, in a sense, the potential for the illumination and light above. So does a mashal teach in a manner where it uses as its fuel that which is very basic, our life experiences, the world around us, that which we can observe and identify and recognize. And from there, brings it out into the potential of greater wisdom, insight, and understanding. Shlomo HaMelech knew more than any other person before or since about trees, about animals, about birds and fish. He understood the world around him. And through this knowledge of the world around him, Shlomo HaMelech revealed the deeper, hidden knowledge of creation, the fact that there is non-visible force that animates all of the natural world, and that all of this universe is created by God, given life by God, loved by God, and sustained by God. This is the ultimate revelation of knowledge and discovery. And this is the educational method of Shlomo HaMelech. He looks at the world around us, and from it, he is able to understand the deeper and higher principles behind when anything, everything in the world can reveal to you the force that is behind it, that nothing is small or meaningless in the world. No wick is too inexpensive to have value. Everything has been created to reveal, to illuminate an aspect of God's power and his kingdom, of God's Torah. Every part of the universe, every person in it, has infinite, permanent value. And it's our job to learn it and open our eyes to it. Are we ready to learn from Shlomo HaMelech, to follow his educational approach? Our lives, the universe, is the mashal. And deeper, truer knowledge, insight into ourselves, our universe, and the spiritual force behind it, that's the nimshal, that's the parallel. Let's begin. As human beings, we're made of a grafting together of the neshama, the soul, which is fully spiritual, and a guf, a body, which is fully physical. God has formed us thus with the task of elevating and aligning our physical bodies with the elevation of our souls. But so long as our souls are dwelling within physical bodies here in this world, here in this life, we have to take in knowledge and learn by means of our physical senses. Those are the windows to our minds. So if we want to understand the deeper wisdom of the world, we have to do so by means of knowledge that comes in through our physical senses. We learn to understand and relate to spiritual truth by means of the physical realities that we can sense. So, for example, when we learn about the tangible reality of fences, we also get a foundation for learning about the emotional and intellectual realities of fences, divisions, boundaries, limitations, places where, in order to coexist with others, we need to make sure there's some space. And it is from these higher intellectual and emotional realities that we begin to learn about the higher spiritual realities. Tangible, physical fences in this world are the tip of the materialized iceberg of a spiritual force of fences. So this whole world, then, is a giant mashal, a giant, tangible, sensible reality that is the leading edge of much greater, deeper truth waiting for us to explore it. Mishle, parallels, or parables, or proverbs, or what are Mishle anyway? Mishle is a really uncommon word. The first several instances of a word sharing the root with mashal, or parable, are moshel, to rule. The specific aspect of rulership described by moshel, as opposed to melech, a king, is to declare what something is and what it should be or could be, to delegate, to designate, and hence to command or to rule. A moshel directs other people in what they are to be and what they are to do. So in this sense, the Mishle Shlomo, the mashals of Shlomo, tell us what people are and also what we can be and what we should be. A mashal, therefore, expresses the essence of something, its nature, and its purpose. A mashal illustrates the higher principle behind it. So having gained some insight into the definition of a mashal being a form of learning in which we start with that which we know and which we have experienced and go upwards from there to understand the general principles behind it and the higher truth that is applicable to more than just the one instance we have seen, what's the purpose of the teachings of the Book of Mishle being in the form of these mashalim? I understand that a mashal is a way of learning, but why is it the preferred way of learning these lessons as opposed to all over the rest of Torah, which is not necessarily taught in the form of a mashal? To answer that question, let's look at what Shlomo HaMelech himself says is the purpose of teaching Mishlei. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael, Lodas Chachma Umusar, Lehavin Imrei Vina. These are the mashalim of King Shlomo, son of David, king of Israel, to make known words of wisdom and discipline, to make words of understanding discernible. Lokachas Musar Haskel, to accept wise discipline. Tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim, righteousness, justice, and fairness. Loseis lifsoim arma, lana'ar das umzima, to provide the simple with cleverness, the young with knowledge and planning. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach, let the wise man hear and gain even more wisdom. V'navon tachbulos yikne, let the discerning person acquire strategies. Lahavin mashal umelitza, understand the mashals, the parables, umelitza and the metaphors. Divrei chachamim v'chidosam, the words of the wise and their enigmas. Yiras Hashem reishis doas, awe of God is the beginning of knowledge. Chachma umusar evilim bazu, only fools scorn wisdom and discipline. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, I'm going to instruct you on certain topics through the mashals, because this is how you can take chachma and musar, wisdom and discipline, lodas, and turn them into das, experiential knowledge. This is how you can take words of insight, imrei bina, and turn them into lehavin, that which you yourself understand and have insight into. This is how you can lokachas musar haskel. This is how you can take what is discipline and accept it and turn it into something that has enlightened you. This is how you can turn tzedek and mishpat into your meisharim. You can take righteousness and justice and let that become your path of fairness. When it comes to personal change and personal development, that is a process of allowing the mind to influence the heart, to influence our actions. That's a process that parallels and reflects learning via mashal, from the activities and the physical, learning from there to the heart, learning from there to the mind. These are corresponding and reflecting processes. And therefore, when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to preserve a body of knowledge and instruction for his own children and his own family, for the dynasty of children who would follow him as kings of Israel, when it came to their personal development, he taught them with mashalim. I expect that with me, you will be able to hear, in the words of Shlomo HaMelech in chapters 1 through 9 especially, the voice of a father instructing his children. The book of Mishlei are the compiled wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech that was passed down through the dynasty of the kings of Judea and preserved by them and ultimately shared with the wider population of the Jewish people, with God's help. And at every step of our way, at every crossroads in life, at every choice that we make, we look at this tangible physical action that stands before us and ask, what aspect of God's will is revealed and manifested here? And what aspect of God's will can I myself manifest in my choice? When that's the star I focus on, I have the right to expect God's help in reaching my goals, in achieving success, in building greatness of character. This is the attitude that's fundamental to the thinking of a growing, developing person. Thank you for learning together with me as we study the book of Mishlei, Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.